Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Bill Whalen, my colleague. He's a research fellow at the Hoover Institution. He's also a narrator of a podcast, Politics and Policy, and of Goodfellas, the podcast and videocast. He writes California on Your Mind column, and this week we're looking at the presidency in 28 through the filter of Sacramento and major political actors in California, one of whom is possibly the First Lady of California. Bill, a very good evening to you. Governor Newsom, if I understand correctly, is termed out for the in 26. At that point, he has choices to make about the presidency. But you entertain that he has choices to make about the First Lady. How so? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, actually, she calls herself the first partner. This being California, John, we can't say lady, we say partner. And so we call her first partner. In her defense, Jacqueline Kennedy hated the title, too. She famously said, what, it made her sound like a horse. So here comes first lady down the track. I was having a little fun with this scenario, John, in this regard. There is a big political fight about to break out in Florida. In fact, it's already started. And it involves who's running for governor in 2026. There's a Republican congressman, Byron Donalds, who is already running. In fact, I think he was campaigning today. He's from Southwest Florida. And Trump has tapped him as the MAGA guy to go to in Florida for this race. Now, Ron DeSantis last week, Governor DeSantis said, wait a second. He said, you know, 2026 is kind of wide open. And Ron DeSantis is entertaining the idea of his wife, Casey DeSantis, running for the job in 2026. So this is what it got me thinking about Newsom in California, John, and that she would be a candidate. She's very telegenic. She's very smart in her own right. And she obviously would be carrying forward the DeSantis legacy in Florida. But it could set up a fight between Trump and DeSantis if it plays out that way. So I got to thinking, John, what about California? California also has a governor's race in 2026. And why not, if Gavin Newsom wants to keep the Newsom legacy going, if he somehow wants to get back into office, why not have Jennifer Siebel Newsom, the first partner, run in 2026? And Newsom can run for lieutenant governor. Then she gets elected. And in 2027, she resigns and he becomes governor again. Well, Proposition 140, California's term limit law, blows this thing to smithereens quickly because it says what? A governor can serve only 2 terms. It doesn't say can only be elected twice, the equivalent of the 22nd Amendment, but says he can serve only twice. So the scenario doesn't play out, but it was just a fun way to kind of play around the idea of, you know, something we haven't talked about in California in 2026. We talk a lot about Newsom's presidential aspirations. We've been talking a lot lately about Kamala Harris running for governor. So why not throw the first partner in the mix?
Now back to Governor Newsom. Yes. I recall him calling at the White House in the summer of 23, the year before the election, and right, making announcements about, I'm Joe Biden's man, pretty, mm-hmm, and doing very well, getting a great deal of attention for a non-visit. However, the crisis of 24 involving the president's health, the poor debate, and then the sudden dropping out, mm-hmm, Gavin Newsom, according to your reporting, was preparing for all scenarios all that year. He knew that Joe Biden's health wasn't vigorous. When did he start preparing for being called upon?
Well, you know, that's an awfully good question. Maybe his memoir coming out later this year, he will tell us. But, you know, the complete story there, John, is that before he was at the White House saying how much he loved Joe Biden, he was actually very publicly complaining about the state of the Democratic Party, saying the party needed a wake-up call, needed to start fighting right now, stop being so passive. And it was a shot across Joe Biden's bow, and the White House didn't appreciate it. Newsom actually went to the White House and was kind of chastised for doing this, and he sort of changed his tune about criticism after that point. But What he was looking at was the following. There's a book coming out next week, John, and it details life inside the Biden White House, in particular how the vice president was preparing various scenarios in case the president died, dropped out of the primaries, changed his mind about running after the primaries, and so forth. Newsom in Sacramento was doing very much the same. But what's interesting here, John, as 2024 continued to play out, the scenarios got less and less, got thinner for Democrats in this regard. Rather than having a competitive primary process, once Joe Biden dropped out after the primaries, the question became, well, how are we going to do this nomination? Is the president going to tap somebody, or are we just going to let the conventioners decide it writ large? Well, before we got to the convention, what happened was the president puts out his release on a Sunday saying he is not running. And you remember this, John, only a few minutes after he announced that he was not running, he announced that he was behind Kamala 100%, and that kind of killed the race right there. So on that Sunday, John, Gavin Newsom was probably working the phones to some extent, trying to find out where Democrat heads were at, John, but it didn't take very, he didn't get a chance to make very many phone calls before the word was out that the president backed Kamala, and basically it was over.
All right, hypotheticals.
Yes.
If it had gone to an open convention that was discussed, is Newsom number one?
No. First of all, the vice president would have a formidable hold over delegates, being the vice president. Secondly, Gavin Newsom's base would be what? The great state of California, but Kamala Harris also being a Californian, by the way. They would have split that in half. So you probably may have looked at a compromise candidate, maybe someone like Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania, Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan as the person to come in. But it could have been a multiple ballot fight. It could have gotten ugly and very reminiscent of another convention in Chicago in 1968. And the party didn't want to play that out. And so that's why they buttoned things down beforehand. But no, I think the idea that Gavin Newsom has always been this kind of prince in waiting, it's born on, thoughts that, well, Newsom is very telegenic. He looks like a president. He's a handsome guy. Newsom is feisty. He's not passive. He would take the fight to Trump, unlike Kamala Harris, who was too afraid to go on Joe Rogan's podcast. Newsom would have been there in a heartbeat and so forth. But, John, at the end of the day, he would have been saddled with the same problems that Kamala Harris had, which is that what? The country was in the middle of a big vibe shift, a shift against existing Democratic policy and wokeism gone nuts. And Gavin Newsom, representing California, is a poster child for that.
Another hypothetical. Does Gavin Newsom want Kamala Harris to run for governor so she's not competition at the convention?
Yes, I think that's a safe assumption. If Newsom wants to run for president, and if she wants to run for president as well, they have a problem, John. It's what the Romans called Mare Nostrum. Mare Nostrum, our lake, the Mediterranean, their sea. They both control California, if you will. At least they control the money coming out of California, the delegates coming out of California. They would fight over that. Moreover, John, how would they criticize each other without damaging themselves? Because ultimately, they'd criticize each other over what? California as well. So, yes, if she runs for governor in 2026, that kind of neatly moves her out of the way. And the timing works out very well for him because he's out of office in January 2027. If you remember back in 2019, that's when people were entering the race, January that year. That's when Kamala got in. So he could parachute in quite quickly, which is going to make his final year in office 2026 really interesting, John, in terms of where he goes, what he has to say, how much leg he shows presidentially.
And finally, is the governor conducting himself as if he intends to run?
Well, this podcast, which we've been talking about, this is Gavin Newsom, would have you believe that, because why? It gets him a lot of buzz. He's talking about what's wrong with the Democratic Party, the need to talk to conservatives. It's not California-centric at all, and he's not really paying attention to his day job. While he gets a lot of attention for doing the podcast, he has problems mounting up in California. There's an article yesterday very quietly reported. High-speed rail in California is lacking about $7 billion. It cannot go forward as is. He has borrowed $7 billion to keep Medi-Cal, which is the California state version of Medicaid, afloat. And why is it $7 billion in the hole? Because the demand for services from illegal immigrants is outstripping the supply of money. So what's he going to do there? The issue of transgender sports, which he supposedly broke with but didn't in his podcast, that's getting hearings in the state capitol right now. And there's a budget coming up in a few months. So a lot of stuff for him to be doing with his day job rather than podcasting.
Bill Whelan, Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.